We're back, finally.
Season two.
We're all here to think big, not just think so small and narrow-minded. It means to be on personal development, to take up your cross, to really be like faith-driven, purpose-driven.
This sounds like a small process, but it's not. Like, we had to tell our parents that we're starting a podcast in a house, like out of nowhere, right?
What do you have to say about?
I just want to go back all the way to when we had an idea to help other people because we were in that place, and then we got on self-improvement. We understood.
People just have such this like expectation when it comes to self-development. Like, I suck some days. Like, I really do suck. And
we all do.
Yeah, exactly.
Our dream, ever since we got on the self-improvement, was to change people's lives.
Like, lately, especially these past couple of months, I've been really praying to God.
As a man, I think that's one of the most important things.
Yeah. Itself is not simple. So how are you going to be able to explain something that is not simple?
We can kind of end off with this one saying, which is,
hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big. We're back, finally.
Season two.
It's been a long time. And the reason why we've took so long to film another episode is because of this setup. We've been preparing this setup for you guys and the whole project. In a minute, we will share our mission statement that we came up with. And this has to do with how we're going to be like moving on with our podcast and what we're going to be talking about, right? So, a long story short, it didn't work out with Josh and Alex. We all kind of went our separate ways. They're doing good. They're going on their path, following their dreams, purpose, whatever. So we have good relationships with them outside of podcasts. It's just that sometimes when it comes to doing things together, it doesn't work out. So that's completely fine. And today, that's another thing we're going to talk about, is how you have to sometimes let things go and move on with it and chase your purpose and mission. So who wants to start us off with our mission statement? Mike, you
want to
go?
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
I don't have the notes, guys.
So our mission statement is to empower men to live with purpose, strength, and conviction through biblical truth and ambition. We inspire transformation by mastering key pillars in faith, personal development, health, wealth, and relationships. Keeping it simple. While encouraging men to rise above complacency and live intentionally. We are a purpose-driven podcast focused on equipping men with the tools to thrive. Through authentic conversations, we help build men into stronger characters, develop deeper relationships, and achieve lasting success. Our goal is to foster spiritual, emotional, and mental growth in a supportive community. And we exist to address the need for men grounded in faith, driven by purpose, and to free their minds from modern ideologies. We aim to help men reclaim their ambition and make a lasting impact in today's world. We serve men ready to step into their full potential and take control of their lives, offering practical insights through faith, personal development, health, wealth, and relationships.
Good job, Mike. Very passionate.
Thank you.
As our mission is very passionate, as you guys can tell. I think our main takeaway from this is we want people to know how to think for themselves and know how to think their own ideas. We don't want them to just pick up on things that other people say or even us. You know, it's not like whatever we say is true or whatever somebody else says is true. You have to then analyze the things that you watch or things that you hear and then kind of break it down into your own mind and come up with your own way of living that out and putting it into practice.
In the whole title, Bros Think Big, what does that really mean? When we came up with it, we were trying to think, I mean, outside of what normal people think, right? So what does that really mean? Doesn't mean that we think so much better than other people, but to really free your mind, to really open your mind to new information, new knowledge that not only have we've learned, but like other people have learned as well when we get guests on it as well. And that's why if you look at our podcast, there's a wide variety of multiple guests who are all so different. And we learn so many different things from each of these different guests. And Bros Think Big. We're all here to think big, not just think so small and narrow-minded. We're not here to think just like society tells you to think. Because society, right? It tells you to, it already gives you a script.
Exactly.
It gives you a pattern to think. And social media, all these things give you a set standard to live by.
Exactly.
But Bros Think Big is here to free your mind, just to want you to go beyond the normal, the modern, the mediocreness of what modern day society brings to us. So that's what Bros Think Big is really about. You achieving the highest version of yourself.
Amen. Yeah, it's amazing. So let's just kind of talk about like what it was like moving on from, you know, because let's think about it, right? It's been, what, 2 years that we did this podcast with Josh and Alex. It's been a long time. And throughout those years, you do something together. And then all of a sudden, now you have to start all over. It's like, what do you do? How do you even, what's the first step, right? And it's like all those times that we learned throughout like our experiences on self-improvement helped us a lot. And just the fact that we needed to learn how to move on from things, move from failures, move from, you know, things that just don't happen the way you necessarily want it to. Like we literally had to build the table from wood. Like we literally bought wood, put them together, stained the wood, and then put the lights on in this room, all that kind of stuff. And then boom, like here we are. This sounds like a small process, but it's not. And especially when you're, you know, having to say, okay, like we're done. Like we had to tell our parents and stuff, all right, we're starting a podcast in our house, like out of nowhere, right? It's like, you don't really know what they're going to say. You don't expect them to say yes or no. It's just like, you need to keep on, I guess, fighting against what anybody else says, because that's how much you want the podcast. Not because, oh, it's going to make me money or it's I'm going to be famous. Like, no, we literally want this purely for impact, because, you know, podcast isn't something that grows fast. It really doesn't. It's really like what we did 88 episodes, something like that on our episode throughout like all this time. And we are only on 1K subs. And I'm very grateful. I think we're blessed to have 1K subs on a podcast channel, which is amazing. So it's like, I think what happened is as we were filming the videos, our hearts were for the impact for the world. And, you know, we weren't really thinking about the end goal. We weren't thinking about how many subs do we get. We just got them. Like there were so many times where we would get subs every single day and we were like, where's this coming from? We just kept on showing up humbly, putting in the reps, getting the guests on, being authentic, being ourselves. And that's just what it brings. You know, when your intentions are right, the end goal doesn't really matter, because it's just the path that you walk on and keep on moving forward. Right, Mike, as you would say?
Yeah, and I think it's really important to kind of talk about the reality of what it means to be on Person Develop, to take up your cross, to really be like faith-driven, purpose-driven, pursuing potential, pursuing like a higher version of yourself. Because like people on the internet, like they let these big podcasts, like they say stuff and it's like really good and valuable, but like we're just like you guys across the screen. Like we struggle, we have through stuff, we have our setbacks, we have our failures. Like we're just like you in this, and that's like exactly why we put a podcast to relate, to be relatable, to tell you that, hey, listen, like you can do things outside of what your parents think, outside of what your school thinks, outside of what your small-minded friends think. You know what I mean? You can think bigger than that, and that's perfectly right. Fine. So we're here just like you. I mean, we're here as normal people, just trying to develop, trying to get better, trying to create something for ourselves, because this is our only life, right? God has given us one. And so we're here to
make the best out of it.
Make the best out of it.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I really like how you said like picking up your cross and you know, bearing that responsibility, because when people would say that first, you might think it's just a Christian concept, but it's really not. It just comes from a Christian concept. And a way to understand picking up your cross and bearing that cross is the responsibility, right? Like in a Christian understanding, I learned this recently, it's just a conviction that you have to preaching the gospel to other people and preaching Christianity towards other people, no matter what they say, no matter what how they react, you keep on preaching because it's the good news, right? And then on the other side of that, to make it clearer, is just taking on some kind of responsibility. Not everybody has the same responsibility. Somebody that is older, that has family, kids, they have a different type of responsibility than us. Somebody that's in an environment where they're struggling and they need to, you know, help their family pay the bills and stuff like that, have different type of responsibility. So it's very important that no matter where you are, no matter what you're struggling with, you face your problems one way or another and deal with them, especially as men, that we need to really preach in today's society is really taking on that responsibility and being the man, being like the head of the house and, you know, being a true masculine person who goes out there and you know, really helps other people humbly, helps the family, thinks about other people, and they do this in a way that's not self-centered, but it's outside of yourself. Because you're just one out of all these people in the world. And when you think like that humbly, you really understand that there's no significance to yourself solely, just like that. There's really more and a bigger purpose outside of that. And that's why, you know, one of the concepts when you believe in God and in a higher power, that's what comes with that process, is you don't think about yourself anymore. There's something else that you're like serving other than yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like everyone eventually is called to pick up their own cross, whether that be something really simple or something really complicated. Exactly. Everyone is called to something. They're called to something higher, called to something greater. And for me personally, like I remember when I was in like high school and stuff like that during COVID-19, that's when like I really kind of like woke up, and I kind of was like looking, I was in my house all day. I was just watching people online like live like really good lives. I was watching rappers like Juice WRLD,
their lifestyle,
the Killer Roy. I was watching their lifestyle, and they were just like traveling. They were like
having fun
with their passion, making music. I was like, there's people out there that are just doing this, and they love it, and they're having fun. Like, yeah, they might be doing drugs and smoking weed, right? It's not the best role model at all, but it was just, you know, I opened my eyes to like, wow, like what's possible? Like, what can you actually do in this world outside of
society's
norms? Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Georgie, what do you have to say about
this? I just want to go back all the way to when we had an idea to start the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Because our dream, ever since we like got on the self-improvement, was to change people's lives, because we were in the like rut where in high school there's drugs, there's like
smoking.
Yeah, partying. Smoking, partying, whatever, dating girls that you don't even like know just to hook up with them and stuff. So the idea of the podcast was to help other people, because we weren't in that place. And then we got on self-improvement, and we understand how nice it felt, you know what I mean? Moving from that bad stuff to good stuff. And, you know, we started with, we shared the idea with you because we met you in the gym and stuff, but we already had talked about it with Josh and Sash, right? And even if it didn't work out with them, we still wanted to be on that path, because it wasn't just a thing for some like little bit of time to just say, oh, like we're the good guys, look, we went from this to this. No, we're like, we're continuing this path because this is truly what we wanted to do. So mm-hmm. It's like when you have a not just a purpose, but almost like a
lifestyle.
Yeah, it becomes a lifestyle, right? Yeah. At first it's like, I really want to do this for other people because I just know how good it felt, right? So it's like, just, it's very powerful for you to do things that you really love.
Exactly, that's
what love is. Like when you love something, it doesn't matter like whether it will fail in the next 2 years, you're still gonna try to fight and get back to like achieving that goal.
Right.
Failure hates persistence.
Yeah. And consistency.
Yeah. Like you will never fail if you just keep going at it. Like our first, like I think it was you, Sudo, like your first initial reaction to like Sasha and Josh, like me calling it quits, was like, okay, how can we just get back on the podcast? Okay, what's the next step? Okay, what's the next boom, boom, boom? It's like you weren't just like, oh, like should I quit or should I stop? Like you weren't like that. You said, no, let's get right back to it. And that's exactly what persistence is. When I was doing 75 hard, when I failed my first two times, my first initial thought when I failed the first two times was, let's get right back to it. Exactly. I wasn't like, should I wait a couple of days until like I feel better about myself? Or no, I just got right back to it.
Yeah,
let me eat the cookies and then get back.
Yeah, I'll wait a week and like be complacent, and then I'll change. I'll wait till the new year to do 75 hard, or I'll wait till the beginning of the month, or I'll wait till the beginning of the week.
Yeah, me and Sudo also had a talk when that whole thing went down with like Sasha saying, you know, we had a lot of disagreements and he didn't want to continue this. It wasn't only that, oh, like he just wanted to quote, like call quits, but it was actually a lot of disagreements with the whole idea of us preaching about God and bringing people that were faithful and that beautiful faith that people have, that they find God, one immense true creator, you know what I mean? So when people don't want to do that and they kind of have a grudges against you and you can't freely talk about it, because when somebody doesn't want to really hear about it because for them, in a sense, doesn't make sense, it's hard for you to continue the path because then your message gets lost, right? Because if I'm talking about God and the other people, in this case, don't want to hear about it, then like the people won't get a good idea of it, right? Like they won't feel that...
like your message won't get delivered fully, you're trying exactly, to say?
Yeah, so it's just better to, you know, go on your own paths. Exactly. And call it quits in a respectful manner, not anything like, oh, like you don't believe this, like how can you do this and stuff, and just leave. But no, it was very mutual and very respectful, which
yeah,
like,
thank God.
It just goes back to like really, because all right, we even talked about it. We're like, okay, if this does happen, right? Because we were still waiting on Josh to make a decision. It's like we were like, I think it's even better that we do separate ourselves from them, because we were going to really niche it down to Christianity and God. So I think it's just, everything's just meant for, meant to happen. So,
and I feel like with people just have such this like expectation when it comes to self-development or mm-hmm. leveling up in any area or, taking risks, that it's all like sunshine and rainbows. It's not like,
yeah, exactly.
Like I suck some days. Like I really do suck. And
we all do. Those,
yeah, exactly. Like we suck. We're sinners. Like we just kind of like sometimes like I really doubt myself some days, and it's like those days are the days where I really need to show up for myself. I need to learn how to encourage myself. I need to learn. That's where the really true self-development is. That's where the true leveling up. That's where you get all the XP. Dude, is the days where you literally just are doubting yourself. You feel like you suck. And
you feel like you're not doing enough.
Yeah, you feel like you're not doing enough. Like I've had so many days like that, and those are the days that really kind of changed my, slowly but surely changed, enough of those days changed like my whole entire mindset to the person who I am today. So
yeah, I think it's amazing that you say that, because what is the point of you living your life every day quote unquote successfully or happy? You're not really gonna grow. All you're gonna do is just kind of stay stagnant, because you're not growing, and in a sense you're kind of, you know, going back, because it's the challenge, it's the obstacles, it's those doubts, it's those like demotivational days that make you stronger. It's those moments that make you stronger. That's the time where you are there building your character. That's the path, that's the hero's path, that's the hero's journey. You need to go through those failures, you need to go through those doubtful moments in order to understand who you truly are and what you're going after. Without that, you really can't.
And sometimes like I like lately, especially these past couple of months, I've been really praying to God on like my walks when I go outside. And sometimes like I just remember that when I ask God for things, like I asked him for me to be more patient, for me to be more loving to myself, to other people. I want to be more adventurous in my life. I want to take more risks and stuff like that. And when I get hit with like a day where I just am like, I feel like I'm like walking through mud, it's like, this is what I asked for, right? This is exactly what I asked for. He answered me. And it's like, I pray to God, then I'm like, God, why is this happening to me? And he's just like, brother, you asked exactly, for this, right? Man. And so it's like those days you really just have to be grateful that you suck, because that's how you know in that area, this is where you need growth in order to get the thing that you asked for.
Exactly. Yeah. And to be honest, even when you mentioned about the 75 hard that you were doing, especially as a content creator and what you're doing with the amount of subs that you have on YouTube, obviously it's not anything close to what you have on Instagram, but that's what you're trying to grow. That's what most of your viewers and most of your supporters, and you have a very, very good community. You have a close, tight community where they really support you, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you have when you're growing a channel like that, most of the times people don't think about, okay, what am I doing this for? Am I doing this for a challenge to show people, oh, look, I completed 75 hard. But then what did you do throughout that path? Were you just completing those tasks just to complete them? But you're not really doing it for self-growth. And what I really liked about your response, even when you know, came out clear in front of everybody saying, you know, I failed, I was going to read a book, but I didn't. What you could have done literally is read like 20 more pages, because you read 10 pages every day, and then kind of say, oh, I made up for the last, but never really told anybody. But you were so honest about it, and you were pretty close to,
bro, you and you like, failed getting close, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 10 days later, I failed again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I asked you like, hey, dude, I think it's amazing that you were so honest and stuff. One of like the very first thing you told me is, I'm not even doing the challenge just to complete the challenge. You said, I'm doing the challenge to grow with the challenge. And that's the mindset that I think people need to have more often than not, because even with podcasts, even with YouTube, no matter what it is that you're chasing in life, it has to be, what am I doing on the path itself in going towards the goal, rather than how fast am I going to get to the goal? What can I do to kind of cheat my way to, like, you know, getting that goal or crossing that finish line? Like, it's not about that. You only cheat yourself when you do that. If you, you know, said, okay, I technically made up for it, you would always know that you lied to yourself first and then you went on and lied to everybody else. So it's like, when you take a short way to things in life, no matter what it is, I think it's very important that everybody realizes that you're not lying or cheating anybody else. It's only yourself at the end of the day. That's it.
And some people are wired. Like, for example, it would be more painful for me to lie to myself and feel guilty about it than wanting to look like this person who's perfect in front of everyone else, right? When it's actually just a lie.
It's like putting on a mask, bro.
That would hurt me. Like, that would genuinely just suck. I would feel like a fraud. I'd feel like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people, like, they go about that life like that, though. Like, they're trying to put on this facade, but they're just lying to themselves, right?
Exactly.
They don't really want to face that dragon that they have to defeat in order to get to the next level.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of good content creators out there for sure. And there's a lot of content creators who just do things simply for fame and money and attention. Like, that's really their mission. But then there are content creators, which this is the type of that 1% that we're trying to be, is like really authentic and true to what they're saying and how they're living. Because, you know, we have a lot of responsibility, bro. Like, everything that we say on this podcast, we better do it. You know what I mean? Otherwise, we're just going to be, one, like I said, lying to ourselves and then lying to everybody else and being that person who's a hypocrite. So we don't want to be that. So it's like, whatever we say, we better try our best to live up to it. We're not going to be perfect. We're still going to have our failures. We're still going to have our doubts. But I think the main mission has to be, no matter what it is that you do, whether you're a content creator or not, you have to be true to your word. As a man, I think that's one of the most important things. You say, do it, bro.
That's why we were built. That's why we're here. Again, like, we weren't going to be like, oh, let's start a podcast for 2 years and then drop it and then quit. It's like,
all that time for what?
All that time for what? You have to finish what we started. You
know exactly. What I mean? Yeah.
There was like actually someone who messaged me when I failed the first two times. He was like, he's in college and stuff like that. He said, oh, there's other people in my near my college who are also doing 75 hard. But they kind of, like, on Halloween, they decided to drink, and like on their birthday, they made excuses to drink, but they're still doing the challenge and stuff like that.
They're like, pause the challenge.
That's what he told me and stuff like that. And I was just like, people will do that. They will lie to themselves. They will cope. They'll make excuses. They'll try to swindle their way out of it. Like, for example, something that I'm dealing with, it might be like super simple, is like waking up early. Like, the past like couple of weeks, I just haven't been waking up early at all, and usually like I would.
That's why you came late today, right?
That's why I came late today, exactly. But it's not my habit tracker, so in my mind I'm just like, okay, so if it's fine to just sleep in an extra couple hours, right? I don't have to mark anything red. It's not even on there, like blah blah blah. But just like deep down, it's just like I just don't feel good when I don't feel good at all about it, and that's nothing to do with me in front of other people. It has to do with myself. Like, it just,
you're making a promise and you can't like live up to that promise type of thing. Dude,
exactly.
Like, same thing happens to me. If I tell myself, hey, my goal tomorrow is to wake up early and get work done. If I don't do it, bro, like, part of me doesn't feel good because now I just failed to my promise. Because let's think about it, right? If you're mentally strong and the alarm rings, you open your eyes, you have two choices to make. You either get up or go back to sleep. And when you look at it from a perspective of self-responsibility and self-accountability, you went to sleep, bro. Like, that's the choice you made.
Yeah, so you chose comfort.
Exactly. You chose comfort over something that you promised yourself. And not just that, but living up to the standards as you should to get the work done and wake up and, you know, go after your goal, go after your mission and your word. So it's like, no matter what it is that you write down, no matter what you tell somebody, you know, from the screen or in person, oh, like, I'm going to do this and that, they might never find out what happens. And for the most part, they don't. But you always do. You always know that you failed at something. You always know that you didn't live up to that standard. And I think that's what happens when people fall into depression and when people have anxiety and stuff, is because it's a cycle. It happens once, twice, three times. And now they are in this loophole or in this loop or a rabbit hole of, you know, keep on telling themselves, I'm going to do this and that, And it's just a dopamine hit over dopamine, and it never gets done. It's like a promise to yourself, and then boom, you lie to yourself every single time. It's not a good feeling. You know what I mean? So I think that's one of the major things that causes these type of
like things. People are waiting for like this. People are waiting to fucking hit rock bottom. Like they're waiting to like smack their head on the way down on the down spiral. But like,
but it's never gonna
call
happen.
Your
it's
bottom like right just now.
Flying down. Yeah.
Call your bottom now and say, you know what? I'm not gonna live up to these standards anymore. I know I'm better than this. I know I'm capable of more. So,
right.
So it's like live up to that. But people wait until they smack their head on the ground. Like they wait till they're all the way down in this bottomless pit to change. Right.
Right.
It's like, brother, like you could have stopped. You could have saved yourself so much time, so much pain, so much so much.
Suffering.
If you would have just called your bottom and just like actually like been self-aware and think, why am I doing this? How can I change? You start to get more analytical. And then you change.
100%. Dude, especially when it comes to, like, we've all been in those places, right? We had a bunch of addictions. We were living mindlessly. We didn't really care about life. We didn't take it seriously. We were just waiting for another day to have fun, get another dopamine, all that kind of stuff. And we thought to ourselves, hey, like, dude, this is a pretty shameful life to live. This is, what am I doing? But then every day, every week, you know, we would still wait for another week to come by or the weekend to hang out with our friends and have fun and do degenerate things. But it's like, that's the rock bottom itself. Just the fact that you're thinking those thoughts, that what am I doing with myself? Like, what can I do to get better? And I think like I'm not even being productive at all. Like that's the rock bottom right there. And it's like, imagine we all hit rock bottom, but some of us are conscious of it. And I guess honest and brave enough to say, all right, like, I'm going to change. Because, you know, we really had two choices, bro. Like, all of us in this room, as with everybody else, no matter who it is, self-improvement or not, you really have two choices. There's always something you're doing in life that you know you can do better. And it's really, you know, either you do something about it or you don't and you keep on coping. But the dangers of that is people, you know, you get so numbed with those pleasures and get caught up into the world that every day you wake up and you're waiting, just like how you said, to, you know, fall so hard until you wake up. But it's like, dude, this can take years. And sometimes when you do, you're going to realize
crisis.
It's a little too late.
That's why people in their like 20s, 30s, like they have like a midlife crisis because they've been building up all these little small battles that they lose. They've been losing and losing and losing. And eventually they're just like I've just been a loser.
Right?
I've been a loser. And like during high school, like I, like even after I graduated high school, I realized this, like all these, I kept kind of being a loser. And I was just like, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to like go down like the wide path. Like, and I had to go down the narrow path, right? Go down the narrow walkway.
The wide path leads to destruction. It's the narrow path that leads to the gain.
And
it didn't
feel good at all going down the narrow path. It's not like
it's not fun,
but it's fulfilling. It's so weird how it works. Like how can I tell someone to face pain? Like actually just like push yourself and like feel the pain.
Right.
How can you tell someone that? Like when it's just like it doesn't really make sense almost.
Because you gotta live it, right? I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we all went through this. Until I lived that life of that narrow path, especially when we really became like devoted Christians, that's the time where I personally went through that narrow path as it is in the scriptures and what Jesus Christ talks about, like that narrow path that people almost call you crazy for it, bro. Like I have it so many times where some people don't verbally say you're crazy and stuff, but they're so shocked that what you do is so different.
They look at you different, right?
They look at you different. It's like when
you're
say,
a weird guy.
Oh, you know, let's say, oh, I'm not in college. I'm not really, you know, going on that route. But, you know, I'm going after a route of being successful and really being the best version of myself. And then they're like, oh, how are you going to do that without college? How are you going to do that without this and that? And
they're just like, they look at you like all confused. Like then they're like
is this
guy what is there for
world?
You then? Like
right.
Other than the path.
I think that's exactly. And I think that's the narrow path itself. It's like, these thoughts, whether you want it or not, get to you at some point. You're also questioning yourself. You're also doubting yourself. It's like, am I really going to be a failure? Am I really going to like fall short to my standards? Like, What am I going to do? And then now you have a choice whether you conform or you stay true to yourself and those ambitions and those goals and those mission that you stated for yourself and you set out for yourself. What are you going to do? Are you going to just leave it behind you just like that because somebody else, you know, didn't believe you? Or are you going to stay true to yourself and walk that narrow path even though it's hard? Like, look, dude, you have to ignore those parties. You have to ignore the drinking. You have to ignore the smoking, you know, your friends calling you like, let's hang out, you know, let's have fun. Like the dopamine and your mindset has to be on, what can I do to make an impact? What can I do to help that next person? What can I do to be the best version of myself for my future kids? So I teach them things that are just so valuable that then they go on and change the world into a better. So what can I do as a person? Because as we all know, God created us for a mission and a purpose, every single person. So it's like, we don't really have much of a choice than to really, you know, try our best with the time that we have on this earth to go after what He called us for and He made us for, and to, you know, make this world a better place. There's always something that you can find. Literally, if you sit down and think, what is something that within your community, within your friend group, within your household, what is something, that little issue that I can fix personally, me, and what can I do about it today? You will always find an answer. And then as you go on with baby steps, you will eventually get to, what can I do now outside of the world and within the world, within my country and that type of thing. So it's like there's levels to it, but until that realization point that you need to change and you are here to do something bigger and not waste your time in doing degenerate things and selfish things, it's very hard. You have to really live it in order to explain to somebody, or really for somebody to really understand what it means to follow the narrow path than a wide path, they gotta live it. Until they live it, it's very hard. It's like, it's almost unthinkable.
Yeah, it does not take a lot to help someone. Like, for example, the past like couple of weeks, like I've had this like weird mindset where it's just like, oh, I need to have X, Y, Z in order to like help or teach something. It's like, in some cases, like, yeah, you gotta know something at least to help someone, but it doesn't take much to help someone really. Like, someone like might be watching us and like they just like wanna hear someone speak the same language as us, right? Like, they might listen to us and like they like these guys speak my language. Like, I'm like, because self-improvement and the narrow path is lonely, not because it's narrow. Not a lot of people fit through it. Not a lot of people want to go through it. Not a lot of people go through it.
Behind you,
it's really lonely. And so, is someone simply just relating to you? Like, we don't have to sit here with like fucking 10 bullet points, 10 research packets to help you. It's like, no, like someone, if I just hear someone like say like, yo, I'm dealing with the problem same as you, that itself is a good, that itself can help someone. And so, doesn't take much.
I need to turn on my phone, bro.
Yeah, put on DND, do not disturb.
Yeah. Doesn't the book, Mere Christianity, that you gave us kind of talks about that?
Have you read it?
Yeah. Well, not the whole thing, but I'm almost done.
I didn't read it.
You didn't read it at all?
I gave it to you.
Oh, I thought you read it too. No. Whatever. It talks about people wanting to know the simple answer to things, right? And then it says how even the debate with how is Christianity the truth, right? Or just anything in general. It doesn't even have to be religion. Just anything in general. They ask you, like, tell me the simple answer to this, or tell me a simple, or explain it in a simple way how self-improvement is better than what I'm doing, for example. But then your answer can't be simple, and then because it's not simple, like the path itself is not simple. So how are you going to be able to explain something that is not simple? You can't.
Not a lot of people will get it.
Therefore, it's not simple. They ask you this question, simply explain it to me, and then you really can't because it's not simple, and they really need to think big, right?
Yeah.
Like, you need to give them a bigger picture of, like, dive deep into the water almost, and just like explore everything and kind of break it down word to word and explaining it to them exactly how it works. Same thing with a whole self-improvement journey. Not a lot of people understand the benefits of it. They just say, oh, well, yeah, you can just go on social media and say you are improving, but then they will see your true colors. You know what I mean? Everything will be exposed. Nothing will stay just on social media that you're a good guy. Everything will get exposed because it's like, that's what you're really setting up for yourself too. You know what I mean?
Exactly, dude. There's so many YouTubers. There's so many people that have all these followers on social media, so many courses that they sell, so much money that they make, but then they drop a video saying, I'm sorry, guys, I failed you. Or I'm sorry, guys, I wasn't true to myself, right? Like Hamza made a video too, like him on a podcast explaining like, I was playing a character and I didn't feel good about that. It's like, no matter what it is, whether you have all the money, all the success, or all the fame in the world, or you are somebody that has none of these to an extent, you always feel that when you're honest with yourself, because you're always going to see it. It's not about being big or it's not about being small. We're all humans at the end of the day. We all have feelings. We all go through the experience of life. And when we sit down and tell ourselves, am I being true to my word? Am I being true to myself? Am I displaying who I truly am? Or do I have a mask on just to portray some kind of persona towards these people? And when you ask that question, no matter who you are, Elon Musk or not, you will still fall into that state of mind of like, no, I need to wake up. What am I doing? Why am I not being truthful to myself? Because it's yourself that, like, let's be honest, matters first. Like, if you're not true to yourself, you can't be true to anybody else. If you lie to yourself, it's so easy to lie to everybody else.
Yeah. It trickles over. I think we can kind of end off with this one saying, which is the path to hell feels like paradise and the path to heaven feels like hell. That's literally what the narrow path to wide path is.
That's deep. Where'd you hear that?
I just hear it online, brother. And it makes sense. A lot of people have been saying that. It just makes so much sense. Like, with degeneracy, like, it feels so good, but then it's just like, you feel so empty.
Right.
You feel so empty. It's just like, what was the point? Even when I eat, like, even when I cheat on my diet, like, I don't, like, not right now, I can't cheat. I'm not going to cheat. When I do, I'm just like, was it really worth it? Was it really just like...
That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Exactly. But some people be like, oh, just enjoy like the cake. Like, just enjoy like the... like, have your slice. Like, why not? It's just like, I don't see it like that. I don't get it. This is why it's like, I don't get that. I don't get that. I'm not going to...
You're wired differently, bro.
Yeah. It's just some people will get it. Some people will not. But no, I'm gonna refuse it. I'm going to try to refuse it the best I can every single time. Because it's just the way that... It's just like, why would I want to cheat myself?
Ever? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Even though I do sometimes, right?
Right. Yeah, like everybody does. And I think, you know, we can maybe do a future episode where we like literally talk about this, because I think one of the biggest issue with not just authenticity, but whatever you said, the reason why that itself is a big issue, whether you're on self-improvement or not, especially when you're on self-improvement, that always because sometimes people hold back from like desserts and stuff for the wrong reason, so to speak. It's like you truly believe that in your heart that, you know, for you, just cheating like that on a meal doesn't really feel good. It doesn't feel right to you. When somebody says, hey, just do it for the sake of it, it doesn't click in.
There's no meaning behind it at all.
Exactly. But then there will be people where, you know, they honestly want to sometimes let go and really, you know, have that dessert or have that cheat meal. But they hold back so much to the point where then it becomes a problem. You know what I mean? And you can't go too far either. Like, you can't torture yourself that much. That's just only leading to you, you know, building up all that
resentment.
Well, it can't be a resentment. It's not towards a human person, but it's like you're building this
bad relationship with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like an unhealthy relationship with the like whatever you're, you know, holding yourself back from. So I think it's very important that people understand that it's not just you holding back from something because it's not healthy or it's not good for you, but moderation is the key, really. Like, if you really stop yourself from eating all the desserts or cheat meals every now and then, even if your friends call you and you say, no, 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 it's really not going to get you anywhere. It's only, I think, going to hold you back, because at some point, you will have to ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? Because that itself could also be you putting on a mask because you want to show yourself how you're so tough and you're able to hold back from the temptation. But it's not always like that. You're human. You have to accept that, I think, as a person. And, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, a lot of the times, that's the process that we have to go through. Sometimes I was in a place where I had to be like, I'm going to say no to a dessert even though I want it, and like kind of torture myself to not have it because I was all self-improvement, bro. Like, I couldn't have it, that type of thing. But it's an unhealthy way to think.
Sometimes it's not torture, though. Sometimes it's not,
but sometimes it can be, for the most part, if you have an unhealthy perspective of, okay, you know, I'm not having a dessert because, you know, I can't have it. Like, dude, he has seed oils, he has this and that. Sometimes it can just be a little bit too much. That's why moderation is the key. So just something people need to keep their mind on. And to be honest, I think the biggest takeaway here is no matter what it is that anybody goes through, no matter what it is that somebody fails through,
no matter what it is that somebody, you know, faced, well, no matter what obstacle somebody faces, there's always a way out of it. Whether it be with this podcast, so I want our story to be inspirational, and I want, you know, our experiences to be the motivation to people when they think that there's no way around it, or there's no light, there's no different path that they can take. There's always one. You just have to really open your eyes to it, and you really have to sometimes take that leap and really go after it. Because when you feel it in your heart, I think the biggest mistake that you can make is not going after it. Like, that's the biggest thing, though. So I think from our story and the journey that we went on, is there's always a way, and when there's a will, there's a way. So,
amen.
Yeah, amen to that.
Sweet.
Quote of the day. Share quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
You want to go, Mikey?
You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. By Socrates.
Exactly. That's our whole
episode. No, the reason this is a great quote, because some people... So have you guys ever heard the saying, you are what you think?
Exactly.
But some people think, okay, you are what you think you are. But it's not that. It's what you think you are.
Okay.
You are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. There's a comma.
Yeah.
So... That kind of ties in with this as well. It's like when you're focusing on trying to, oh, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. That stuff is in your mind still. Yeah. When your mind should be focused on building this new identity, this new version, the better version of yourself.
Almost moving on, right? Like,
what? Yeah,
like almost moving on to a next step. Because
exactly. Keep thinking about the future, the better future, not the old past, not the old habits, not the bad habits, because that shit will drag you down.
Exactly. Dude, there's so many analogies I've even heard, like, a professor was explaining, when you fill up a cup with water, the longer you hold it, the longer your hand's going to get tired. So letting go sometimes is the best option. Otherwise, you're just really just, you know, holding on to something for no reason when you can just put it down or just throw it away.
Pick up a new glass.
Exactly.
Pick up some raw milk.
Yeah, like...
Instead.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is sometimes, people do, I guess, torture themselves mentally and physically on things that they can't really control. We can't control the past. I can't go back to yesterday somehow and change what I did. I can only reflect on the actions, learn from it, apply it to, you know, tomorrow or the next day, and change the outcome then. Not what happened 2 days ago. I really don't have control over that. You have to wake up to reality.
You have to learn how to detach yourself and stay present from the past. As in, it's like, if I apply this to like my advice right now, which is like sleeping in, right? I could be like, instead of me just focusing, oh my gosh, I keep sleeping in. I'm such a failure. I feel so ashamed of myself. I think, no, I don't have to be that person anymore. That was simply just a mistake. Yeah. Most of the time, I wake up early. I wake up at this time. I start thinking and visualizing me doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a very important takeaway from this quote. Shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to this person. Indig 0123.
Indigo.
Indigo?
Indigo.
Okay.
Indigo 123.
Indigo. Yeah, they have a with a zero here, but yeah, Indigo 123. And this was on our episode when this person gave us a comment about, you know, placing your beliefs on a higher power and, you know, can you believe in your God or not? And the shout out is... Oh, damn. I'm late, but thank you for the video and insights. By the way, I am she. However, I don't mind since it's YouTube. Besides, I already started believing in God, and this video made it more better for me. Yet, to touch religion part, and then clarification, I became atheist after 7th grade until a few months back as my belief got stronger in universe. I randomly mentioned part of my religion, God, contact left due to school and slowly faded away. I should have worded better. Yeah, so pretty much she's correcting the way she, you know, worded the sentence because we were kind of confused on, you know, what she was trying to say. But we got an idea that sometimes people do leave some kind of religion or, you know, have a perception on God based on what religion says or what the priests say or the pastors or, you know, their parents, whatever that may be. And it's like, you know, that's the number one thing that we preach is it's a personal relationship with God. It's not what the church tells you. It's not what your parents tell you. It's not what your friends tell you. Nobody can really tell you who God is necessarily, or show you who God is. If you can't search it with yourself and find that personal relationship, it's very hard for you to know that person. Because Cliff, shout out to Cliff, he brings up such an amazing example. It's like, if I need to have a relationship with you and I go to Georgie to tell me about you, I can't have a relationship with you, bro. I gotta come to you to have a relationship with you. Like, who am I having a relationship with? What Georgie says about you? What Georgie thinks about you? How Georgie sees you? Or how I see you and how I have a walk with you? So it's like, it's the same concept with God. So I'm glad this person found God, and amen to that. And, journey goes on. Yeah. Thank you for the shout out. Let us know what you guys think about this episode. Let us know your thoughts.
New season, new us. We're going to be thinking about the future, the building anew.
Exactly. Amen to that.
And you guys can give us, what topics you guys want us to talk about. For sure. Specifically.
Well, we have our pillars: faith, personal development, health, wealth, and relationships. Yeah, so anything, any questions you guys have in those topics, what you're struggling with, because most likely it's like what you're struggling with, we probably struggle with as well. We're all on this journey together. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And think outside the box.
Think bigger than the people around you.
All right. Our closing statement. I'm excited for this. It's been a long time. Y'all know this, right?
Yeah.
Ready?
Think big, grow big.
Peace.
Go.